What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Very excited to talk with Jen Say after the top of the hour. She is with XXXY Athletics, also is very, very outspoken on a lot of these trans sports issues, along with Riley Gaines. She did an Emmy award-winning documentary called Athlete A. Jen is a U.S. champion gymnast, and it was the Larry Nassar situation up there at Michigan. But she has a new film that she is producing, and it's called Generation COVID. Andrew James is the co-director of the film. As I welcome in my next guest, Shannon Robinson, who is the director of St. Louis County Sporting Kids and Community Facebook page. That is something, you know, I was promoting our segment, Shannon. How are you, first of all? I hope all is well.
I'm well. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. I knew that you would be very interested in this documentary because you were somebody that really picked up a lot of steam. I know that's how I got to know you 5 years ago during the COVID thing, when we were exposing some of the nonsense that was going on in schools in particular, but also with municipalities. So you may want to tune into that, because I think that that's such an important issue and still kind of undercovered when it comes to the damage that was inflicted on these kids.
I agree. Actually, I've heard about it, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited to watch it.
Well, I saw something, I think maybe it was Saturday morning, you tweeted something out here, and it said, still in the seventh grade halls of Parkway Southwest Middle School to greet the students, and I think you tagged Andrew Bailey in this and said, how do parents opt out of this? So basically, and this is not your school, or one of your kids doesn't go to this school, right?
Correct. No, this is in the Parkway School District. This is Southwest Middle, and a parent had sent this to me. A lot of the parents we met, like you said, we kind of met during COVID. I like to call it the common sense movement. And so I'm still active, and so are these parents. And so this was sent to me in the Parkway School, and quite frankly, I think these parents are just kind of tired of it. So this apparently was up last school year. Parents kind of pushed back on it. The school didn't do anything about it. And then when they showed up to the meet and greet last week for their teachers.
Yeah, meet the teacher, right. Yeah.
Yeah, they found that bulletin still there. And so parents obviously are outraged by it. They're frustrated by it. And, you know, the school should be a place of learning. They should not be a place of over-sexualization. You know, the children, we send our children to school to build foundations in reading and math and science, and not to be introduced to adult themes and ideas about sexual preferences. So they're frustrated.
Yeah. So the I don't know, would you call it a bulletin board? Is that essentially what it is? And it's decorated with the pride flag around it. And there is a banner up above on the top of it that says LGBTQ. I think they should be punished for not including the IA and all the other letters. So, but we'll overlook that here for the moment. But then there's all these flags and there's all these, you know, little stickers or whatever you would call them, you know, post-it note type things that say bisexual, bigender, transgender, non-binary, almond-sexual. Oh, that was a different one. Almond-sexual, pride, berry-sexual, pansexual. That's a new one. There's a couple that I'm learning here. Lesbian, gay pride, omnisexual, gender fluid, agender. They're all up there, including almond-sexual, which, again, that has me very curious this afternoon. And the question would be, look, again, this is seventh grade. So my daughter just started fifth grade today. She's only a year away from middle school, and this is the kind of stuff that you're going to start getting when you get into these older grades with the, you know, the obviously it's more indoctrination forwarded or forward, if you will. Right, Shannon?
Right. No, unfortunately, it is in some of the schools. And I think what happens is when we have these lessons on the bulletin boards that focus on these different types of, you know, sexuality, I think we risk a lot of things. We risk confusing kids. We risk distracting them from their academics, which is why they're there. But also the most important, I think, is that it's crossing a line that rightfully belongs to the parents. It's the families. It's not the schools, in my opinion, that should guide children in personal conversations about sex and values in ways that, you know, match their age and beliefs. And the reason I tagged Andrew Bailey is because this is something that came up actually quite a few years ago in Rockwood. I used to be in the Rockwood School District. And in the state of Missouri, there is a state statute. It's 170.015, and specifically in Section 5. It discusses this exact thing, that schools are required to notify parents if any discussion of human sexuality topics will be introduced in any way. And then they have to give the parents the right to opt out. So my comment was, how do you opt them out?
How do you opt out of
walking down the hallway? They're not letting the parents know, and they can't opt out of this. So parents are really frustrated. And I know the news got back to, it is State Rep Phil Oletterking. I apologize, I'm butchering his name. But he did contact the school, and he requested that the boards be taken down. And from what I heard today, they've been taken down.
Oh, wow. So you did send another picture. Same school. This was from the sixth grade pod, which was a little different, but it was a bunch of kids up there that were either non-binary or gender fluid or whatever, and says love is love. But that was some positioning that took place for the sixth graders. So there again, you know, my daughter, and I'm going to see how this year goes in fifth grade, because obviously as these kids get a little older, the friends start talking about different things. Who knows what they're exposed to? But, you know, that seems a little too early to have stuff like that. And I guess when I saw this over the weekend, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, okay, maybe in high schools, although I don't think it belongs anywhere. But we're now trickling down.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Near to, you know, elementary schools on some of this stuff. And by the way, there is stuff like this across the country in elementary schools, just not probably around here. Certainly in New York, LA, San Francisco, and elsewhere, you'd see the same things.
Right.
For the younger kids.
And that's why Missouri had stepped in. They're saying, look, some of these kids are pretty young, and the discussion should be about, again, human sexuality. Sexuality needs to be at the home. It needs to be in the home. It's not the school is not the place for it. And I agree that every child deserves to feel safe and respected and welcome in the classroom, but that can be taught through kindness and respect, anti-bullying. We can get that message across without putting sexual content front and center. I don't understand why it has to be front and center.
I don't either.
And parents, they don't even have a choice.
Yeah, because like you said, how do you opt out of it? And if they did cover, keep me posted, because if they covered up the posters, if they took them down, that would be very interesting. And I'm sure you'll have, you know, some teachers out there that will mock that or be opposed to doing that. But that's fascinating. Now, this is separate but related. You saw this situation from a couple of weekends ago where the guy got kicked out of Citi Field at the soccer game for wearing a MAGA hat. And, you know, apparently when all was said and done on that, that was an MLS policy that was being cited. But you have an organization, this is why it's separate but related, in whether it's the MLS or that team in particular, where you got pride stuff everywhere, all over the place, off the charts. So that stuff's okay, even though not everyone is on the same page with it. But if you wear a MAGA hat into a soccer game, that is cause for, you know, immediate removal and perhaps arrest if you don't comply. So I think calmer heads over there at the team prevailed. I was told that there was a briefing last week where they said, look, we're not going to enforce this stuff from MLS, so just leave people alone. If there's stuff that comes up and people complain, send them to us, and we'll kind of deal with it from there. So, you know, it's across the board, and these kids are exposed to, I really am kind of bracing myself. Look, my best friend is gay, and my daughter knows that, you know, so we've had exposure to things that have happened out there that she may not have complete comprehension of, but she's never really brought up some of the trans stuff, which I'm surprised by, because, you know, there's a fair amount of exposure. I try to not let her watch all of Fox News, but, you know, these kids are paying attention. They're following the stories I mentioned last year, and toward the end of the school year, you had this Minnesota pitcher and a high school team up there that was dominating the competition. All the kids on softball teams here in Missouri knew about it, right? They knew what was happening out there, but you kind of have to keep your mouth shut. You have to act like you don't know what's going on.
Right. I agree with you. And again, these topics, they're good conversations to have, but the parents need to be the one guiding those conversations, not the schools. again, not these adults who want to butt in their opinion on things. It needs to be with the families, and the families should have the right to, again, opt out of things if they're not comfortable with it. They should have the right to do that.
Keep on them, Shannon. By the way, and I don't want to spread a rumor here, but there was some reporting today about, no, I'm concerned about this, and I haven't gotten a response. There was some reporting from Scott Fawn, who is a Jefferson City insider, that said that Andrew Bailey might be going to Washington to be part of the FBI. Now, I texted Andrew to see if he would confirm or deny. No response. He usually does respond. So I don't know what there is to that story, but I'd hate to lose him because he's doing such a great job here in Missouri. You know that, Shannon.
Yeah, crickets. That's never a good sign. I've heard that same rumor. So I think we're all interested to see what's going to happen with that. But I agree. I agree with you on, you know, he's done some really good things for Missouri and in St. Louis County recently. So, you know, I applaud him for that.
I don't want him to take it. I just, if I can give him advice, don't take a professional, you know, advancement in your career. No, you know, his family, though, in a, you know, serious fashion, his family is very important. He's got the kids. I know that he travels a lot to and for, you know, from St. Louis and Jeff City. He's kind of located his home in between. So this would be a big move. And I'd be hard-pressed for me to believe that the family would have to stay back here in the St. Louis area. But we'll keep you posted on that. I just saw that earlier. I haven't seen any other confirmation. Shannon Robinson, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right. We got Frank Cusimano coming up. And then don't forget Jen Say and her director, Andrew James, who made the film Generation COVID, coming up after 5 o'clock.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.